Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. My name is Sia Parstabar. I received one of your letters regarding the business loans that you specialize in. I'd like to learn more about it. We are interested.
Okay. Are you looking for working capital, or are you looking for equipment financing?
Well, really, we have an old factory that we like to kind of reorganize it. You know, we may move some old equipment. You know, put new equipment. We may need to upgrade some part of the buildings. You know, just a. We like to do some update the factory, you know, somehow. It needs overall plan. So some may be equipment, some may be just on structural things, you know. We are in leather manufacturing.
Okay.
And so we manufacture and we market, you know, handbags and luggage and these kind of things. And, you know, we kind of like to see what's possible. What are your criteria? What do you do?
Well, it depends. How much are you looking for?
We probably maybe 300,000 or more.
Okay. And how much are you depositing into your checking account on a monthly basis?
How much we are depositing?
Mm-hmm. Kind of on average.
You mean on average, probably 10 to 15.
10 to 15,000?
Right.
Okay.
So it is. We need to expand. We need to expand. We have a lot of unused capacity, but needs a little help to be up and rolling.
Okay, I'm just doing a little quick calculation here. Let's see here. So you're about 180 to 200,000 a year in sales. Does that sound about right?
Well, that's where we are at now. Yes, and we like to, that's pretty close.
Okay. So what we typically will lend, what we want to see is that the payment that we offer you doesn't exceed 10% of what you're bringing in. So if that's the case, I mean, we would probably be able to lend you is roughly 20 to 30,000 on cash. Now, if you had equipment needs, we could lend you a lot more based on an equipment purchase because, you know, the equipment loans are collateralized loans, whereas the cash loan is completely unsecured, so it's a higher risk. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to match it with our needs. We own everything we have. We don't have any outstanding loans or credits. We own the real estate. We own all the equipments. We do now. And we should be producing probably 10 times more than what we are doing now. with the equipment we have. But I like to update this, some of them, you know. I like to update them, probably sell a lot of them and buy new ones put few, you know, a few more people to work. Now, part of it is equipment need, yes, but part of it would be kind of operating needs, because to get things cranked up, we need not only equipment, but we need to, you know, initial overhead and things to cover those to hire a few more people.
Okay.
And so I don't know how to feed into the banking structure at your end, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard part is that, you know, as you know, the cash and the credit lines are pretty hard to come by nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Well, so, you know, we for the we need money to expand because our operating things, it works as it is now. And we have line of credit with our bank for what we do right now. I think we have what, 50,000 line of credit that we haven't used it in the last year, but it's there if we need it. But updating the factory is what I'm looking for to find some capital that I can update the factory so we expand, you know, and that expansion, part of it is equipment needs. Been buying new equipment and, you know, selling some of the old equipment. But doing that, it requires not just equipment need, you know, it's restructuring some of the floor plans and hiring a few people. So that requires cash. I don't know if that falls under equipment or not. Probably not. It seems like you have more, you are more specialized in equipment, and then you have funds for the based on the ratio of the cash flow.
No, I mean we specialize in both. The main difference is that again, the underwriting is a little bit more stringent, I guess you could say, on the working capital because there's no collateral. On working capital loans, your approval is very highly based off of your deposits. On equipment, we don't even need to look at the bank statements. It's mostly based off of your credit score. They're just two different types of financing with two different models.
Right.
And these aren't models that we created. These are models that everybody uses.
Right. I see the dilemma I see is, okay, you have for the equipment. Now I want to put the equipment to work. I have to hire people. You see what I mean? So we need...
No, I understand. But, you know, the way the underwriters look at it, and they say, well, we need to lend the money, right? But we also need to be paid back. So we can't give somebody more than what they can afford to pay
back. I understand. You're specialized in this part, so we need to find another solution.
What is your credit score looking like?
My credit score probably is in the 700, you know, you don't have... we are not suffering for that reason. I'm trying to find the right source, and this letter came to me, and I'm looking at it. It's, what is Bank of Cardiff?
Mm-hmm.
Commercial finance and leasing. Yeah, it is. But that's not what our need is. We are not looking to lease or equipment and things. We need working capital. So, you know, we need to restore our our factory. Like I said, I have about 10,000 square foot of equipment, and I like to update these, and maybe I don't just buy equipment, and we need to hire people to run them and operate them before, so we can accept new contracts. So that's kind of money I'm looking for, but you may not be the right source.
Yeah. The thing is, and I'm just trying to be fair with you, just as far as, you know, you spending your time and energy, we are one of the largest commercial banks in the U.S. As far as banks that specialize specifically in business banking and commercial finance, right? So you've got some Wells Fargo's, the Bank of America, Chase. Those are big, but they don't really lend to businesses anymore. If anybody can put together a loan, it's us, because not only do we have our own money.
You don't seem to have working capital. You have equipment capital.
No, you don't understand, sir. I did over $1 million last month in working capital loans. The problem is that you don't qualify. It's not that we don't have it or we don't do it. Nobody is going to lend you a couple $100,000 cash.
I didn't call to argue with you. I just wanted to see what.
Well, no, but you are. Like, I've sat and I've listened to you, and I'm trying to give you some free advice. And because you don't like what I'm telling you, you're upset.